inside the 10-yard line for you guys today?
They're good defense. They executed. They out-executed us down there. And when we get down there, we just got to take advantage, got to lock in because everything moves a little faster. Part of that falls on me. Just got to be more prepared and study even more for the red zone so I could play faster. But, yeah, they're tough. They do what they do well. And they made it hard for us to get in the end zone, but we got to find a way. Yeah, Coach Fox, he's done a lot for me this year. Just his passion of the game, his love for who he works with and his players. I love playing for a guy like Coach Fox and just really appreciate all his hard work that him and the rest of the coaches have put in this year to allow me to grow and get better and has allowed this whole team to get better as a whole. So it was really a special thing to be a part of for me and to play for him. Just that he's proud of us and that he appreciates all our hard work that we did. And if we ever need anything, that you know where to find him. So he's been great to all of us. And that's exactly what you want of a head coach, is someone who's always got your back no matter what, through thick and thin, and just loves you for who you are and puts in a lot of work. He puts in a lot of man hours that people don't see behind the scenes that helps get us prepared on a weekly basis. So we really appreciate all the time you put into it. And yeah, just can't be thankful enough for that.
Did it feel like a farewell message at all, or just an end of the season message?
End of the season message, but you guys could twist it however you want.
Mitch, when you look at your season as a whole, what do you find the most encouraging?
That I got better each week. We're still finding things that I could get better at each week. So this week, I'm gonna, even though it's the off season, I'm gonna study red zone even more to figure out how I can improve in the red zone. So you always find out from each game what you did well, what you need to work on. So I'm going to go back through all the games and continue to look at those things. And I feel good that I just got more comfortable as the weeks went on, just to play my game and be a leader of this team and help the offense grow and get better. But we got to continue to find ways to have a chance at the end of the game. And the defense did a great job today keeping us in it. But we got to find ways to score in the red zone to have a better chance to win. Well, I'm going to go back and look at everything that happened this year, but because I didn't do well in the red zone today, that'll be more of an emphasis for next year. I mean, just for me, just immediate thoughts, but there'll be a lot more things that I'll look at that I'll say, this is what I did well, continue to do those things, this is what I need to improve on, and the off season it'll get corrected, and it'll start this week.
What did you see and what happened on the play that Minnesota got the safety on?
Just everybody was covered, and I started to scramble a little bit, and I was in the back of the end zone, and I thought I had a guy as a check down, so I flipped it to him, but it was a lineman, not one of my receivers, so they're good defense.
Have you thought about, I know you get ready for the game today, but have you thought about how you might map out your offseason, kind of what you might
do? No, I'm going to figure out this week.